Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy? Who kind of take off? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low. I've been new, I've been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake, but it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. Are you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Cold scratching, they messy, bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show, cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up for it, my hustle staying down, got me every penny. Night ain't have a penny, hurt me so bad, can't forget it. Oh, no, can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to say that where I'm going, country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I flip it for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face, Lord. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope, I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low.
I said one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Delicent every, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos, I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga, you nigga know what it is, nigga. We get real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out, boy.
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope, I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? What's going on? We are at it again and again and again and again. Thank you for tuning in to Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and Mo Benz. Howdy, partner.
What's up, Black? What's up, people? Come kick it with us tonight. Come kick it with us tonight.
Man, listen. Okay, so we got a lot of little house cleaning and do. First and foremost, before we get into our shenanigans, shout out to our top five countries tuning in. It's still the same top five. They still consistent. So I'm waiting on somebody to come on up and get on this top five. United States number one, of course. United Kingdom number two. Australia number three. Canada number four. And Mexico number five. So salute to everybody that's tuning in. April of this year, make 3 years. It's not easy, but consistency is key. So thank you guys for tuning in. So I really need, like, an app to do my text blast with. Like, because I get on here and I start doing my text blast, and in my head, I'd be like, all right, I'm going to send it to everybody. And then what had happened was, like, I just really just don't get it. I don't get it. And I want to be able to communicate with people, like, in some type of blast way, just whenever I got a new project or whenever we're doing the shows, because a friendly reminder won't hurt anybody. And I send out, you know, blasts to people. I don't like sending the blast out from my phone directly, because then you get to see other people's numbers, you know, and I'm, like, big on privacy, and then you never know who I'm texting, so I can't put their number in the mix like that, because you have some people that are bored and will sit back and call each number to find out who everybody is, and I don't have time for that. Okay, so I need a very good texting app, so that's going to be anybody, if you know a good texting app, hit me on Twitter or whatever. Just, like, let me know, because the ones I've been seeing, they're like $25, $30 a month, and that's not expensive, but, of course, I'm team frugal, and I want to find something that I can do it for free or close to free. So, yeah, that's where we're at with that. Shout out to our Twitter page. Y'all know nasty ass Mo run that Twitter page, right?
Yeah,
I don't think that that's me on that Twitter. That is Mo. That's not me.
That's me. I get Wendy in there.
Yeah, that's Mo. Mo's nasty. Okay, so go to Real Talk. What's the Twitter?
TAWK.
Real Adult Talk, right? What is it?
Yeah, Real Adult Talk. Yeah, we both bugging out. Real Adult
Talk. Look, you're just going with my phone. Hold on, I'm going to tell y'all.
Go ahead, because we usually do it at the end of the show. So at the beginning, you're throwing me off kind of a little bit.
It's Real Adult Talk. And it's Real Adult, and then Talk is TAWK. So Real Adult Talk. Check Mo out on there. He be showing that. He ain't got no home training either, so I'm just going to tell y'all before y'all go look at that.
Exactly.
And he nasty, so don't yeah, don't think it's me at all, because it wasn't me.
You didn't do it.
I had a good week this week. So let me see what happened. Yeah, I have to go and get these tonsils taken out. They gotta go. And that's a whole nother situation, because they about to run my little pockets for $9,500. Yeah, they finna run me down because, all right, I was distracted. They're going to run my pockets because the insurance that I have will not cover it. And I'm not even sure if the other insurance is going to cover it, but I don't switch to that insurance till like October maybe. And then, of course, you can't get anything done for like, sometimes it's 60 days, sometimes it's 90 days. And by that time, I've been done took these things out myself, honey. I ain't going to lie. That's just that old dad. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to do what I got to do. That's how that works. So anywho, it was just something I was saving up for, but it don't matter. I'll go ahead and do that. I would be like at $1,500 on my mouth, because, you know, I had braces twice. I had them for a year, and I took them off myself. And then I went back, and I got them, and I wore them like almost 3 years, like the entire term. So I did that, and I paid out of pocket for all of that, plus some other work that I got done, like some teeth removed and wisdom teeth removed and all kind of stuff, just like getting my mouth where I needed to be, because I didn't want to go put nobody else's teeth in my mouth or no fake teeth in my mouth. I wanted my teeth. So
nice,
that's just a part of that, and hopefully that'll be it once I get this done. But I go in a couple weeks to go get my consultation done. And from what, you know, I'm older, so I don't know how much time it's going to take for me to heal. But, you know, I can just kind of get, like, 2 days off, 3 days off back-to-back. If I run it the way I want to, I'll go get it done on a Friday and then make sure that I'm off that Friday, Saturday, and I'm always off on Sundays. And then probably Monday I'll be ready to start back rocking. So that's my plan in my head, because if you know me, you know I don't like missing money at all. So Yeah, that's that. I've been doing a lot of organizing and situating stuff. Sundays is my days that I'm supposed to sit down and clean my altars and, you know what I'm saying, just kind of relate with my folks or whatever the case may be, give them, you know, stuff for, you know, date space or whatever. So I was in a liquor store a couple weeks ago and I had got some whiskey and I didn't put it on my altar because, of course, you got to cleanse everything and so on and so forth. You got to cleanse your body, your space and all this. So I had all this stuff going on today. I actually feel, like, really amazing. My throat, of course, still scratchy. The sore throat comes and goes, but that's obviously a part of having to have your tonsils removed. And here's the thing. So I went through this really hard, just awful treatment that for them. And then after the treatment, they were like, yeah, you got to get them removed. And then I'm like, well, you know, why did you make me go through 2 weeks of treatment? And then they go, well, we won't know if you got to get them removed until after you do the treatment. And then they ask me why I don't like doctors, right? So you experimented with my body for 2 whole weeks and then turn around and say, you still got to get your tonsils removed. So the only thing I'm hoping is that I could shove more dick down my throat once they're done. So that's my hope and my wish. But outside of that, like, you know, it was a good week.
So let me get this straight. You getting your tonsils taken out so you can suck more dick?
You said, am I getting them out so I could do what now?
So you can suck more dick?
I ain't going to never stop doing that. I mean, what you thought? What you thought was going to happen? My tonsils ain't had nothing to do with it. If anything, they was in the way. What are you talking about?
That's probably why
I can suck more dick once they take the tonsils out. All right, well, I mean, God bless you.
It makes sense.
The dick ain't what made my tonsils bad. My tonsils been fucked up since I was a kid, but it just kept coming and going. it wasn't the wee wee that messed my tonsils up, you know. But at the end of the day, I'm in a situation where I can pay to get it done. So you know, let's get it done. And hopefully, I'd be over with this maintenance on my mouth, and I could go to another part of my body. I only got one more part of my. I got two more things. Seriously. I only have two more things after I get this done that I would want done to my body. And one of them for sure, I think that I can get it done without the surgery. That's what I think, right? But, you know, like when you have cesareans, especially if you've had a couple or even just a mother, you have that little mommy pooch. And it's just right there. It's just the extra skin at the very bottom of your stomach. And I have one. It's not a lot, but it's there. And if I could get that removed without having to go lay on the table, I would really be amazed. And I think I can just go to one of those natural things where they roll your skin and tighten your skin and stuff. I think I can do it because it's not big at all. So, yeah, that and then one more thing, and then I'll be Gucci. I'm happy with the skin I'm in.
Yeah, me too.
How was y'all's weeks, folks?
My week was so the title of this week is Season Power, you know, so I'm just riding the wave momentum. My week was quiet, productive, and organized, just the way I like it. You know what I'm saying? I booked my flight to the Midwest, so I'm happy about that. So August cutting out to the Midwest, you know, and all I got to do now is just get my rental car. Because I'm going to do a road trip from Cleveland to Chicago and back. So, yeah,
okay.
You know what I'm saying? I just got that.
That sounds
getting
cool.
That together. Yeah. So,
yeah, you'll be
like
so
trip,
hyped
so.
When you take your – you'll be really hyped when you take your trips to
Cleveland.
So I love that for you because you really be ready for those trips.
I'll be charging my batteries. Yeah, I'll be charging my batteries. You know, that's the hometown. So, yeah, so, I mean, that was my week.
Yeah, it'll be me and Smooth here because Mo doesn't come do the show when he goes to Cleveland.
Yeah,
Mo be in a whole nother world. If he's there over the Sunday, because normally he'll come back before then and tell us how much fun he had.
You know, the location shows has been cool, you know what I'm saying? I wish we had, like, where we could splice it in and cut to some of the to the ones, you know, where I've been like at a bar or something, or, you know, just someplace, a restaurant or something, you know, but still checked in with the show. So those are always kind
of
fun.
Oh, man, what about like when I used to be like out driving on the highway and then like got to tune in to the show and so on and so forth.
Yeah,
like we've had our moments where we had to be on location.
Exactly. I was going to do mine. One show at a concert one time, then I was like, God, this ain't going to work. It's a little too loud.
Right.
Yeah, man, those were fun. Those were fun because your interview is crazy, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, for like a reporter or something.
Right, like you just like, okay, you know, like you just really focus on getting the show done, so that's simply amazing.
Exactly.
But Smooth Beans, how was your week?
I'm black. I'm alive. What's going on with this topic, man?
Listen, this is a Mo Beans topic, so I'm going to let Mo Beans take over. I'm going to chime in, but this is a whole Mo Beans situation.
Well, I wanna holler at Smooth too on this too, but I think Smooth should have some stuff to say with this. You know what I'm saying? Being the Smooth is the international man of mystery. So with that being the case, so this topic is called international dating, right? Once again, international dating. Does it work? Can it work? And would you try it? So I got to shout out my wife, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, earlier today I was like, damn. I'm like, I know Black said she was kind of like out of topics for a moment, you know what I'm saying? And she was like, yo, what you a Smooth got? So I was like, talk to my wife, like, what you can come up with? So my wife, one of her favorite shows that she put me on to was a show called 90 Day Fiancé. And it's pretty good, you know? Like, yeah, I don't know if you ever seen it. Very popular show right now. And One of the things that really got me focused on this topic, because I was like, you know, cleaning up last night, and I was kind of like half watching it, but it was this new season, and it's the 90 Day Fiance, but the other way. So what that is instead of like the person that's from another country coming here and staying for the 90 days, the other way is when an American goes to a foreign country and goes to, you know, their lover in that other country and see if it can work for the 90 days to see if they're going to, you know, propose and get married, right? So anyway, one that really caught my eye was this black, you know, black female, you know, nice looking, attractive. Well, I seem like her 20s or whatever. And she's from Florida, too. And she's going overseas to Jordan, which is a Muslim country. You know what I'm saying? So it's just started. I just saw like the first episode or whatever, but it's just interesting. I just thought it was a very interesting topic because, you know, like it's not only that you go into another country, but you got to get, you know, with another culture. So I just thought it would be a dope topic. You know, I can kind of go back and forth on some of the things that I saw from the show. And there's some of the things that I might have experienced in my life, you know what I'm saying, I'll bring to the table. But I wanted to ask Smooth, since Smooth, I know you are.
But wait,
because you know,
remember when I brought this conversation up a couple weeks ago about 90 Day Fiancé, and y'all was like, huh, what? When I was talking about the girl, the college girl here in Georgia, and she was married, married the guy in Puerto Rico.
No. That's, look, I took all my notes from this. My wife made sure I was totally prepared. So that's Chantel, because she's from Atlanta, and Pedro. Pedro's actually from the Dominican Republic. And the Dominican Republic seems to be a hotbed. And I'll just say this from just, you know, not my experience, but just experience from guys I work with. Because basically I got two friends that basically have went over to, true stories. I mean, like associates that I work with have literally gone over to Dominican Republic and brought back wives. You know what I'm saying? So they've done.
And they brought their prostitutes.
Exactly. I mean,
they say them women over there cheat, but just the same thing with Chantel, right? Chantel got Pedro.
Mm-hmm.
And Pedro didn't have any money. Let him tell it. Then he came over there and started working, and then he was sending all his money back to his mom and his sister. And they was extremely disrespectful to him. And she was like, look, man, we in this little old apartment, and you taking our money, sending it back. And he's like, but the things over there are way cheaper. So you know, I'm just, before you and Smooth get into y'all shenanigans, I'm going to tell you no. Because more than likely, if they are trying to date internationally, there's a reason behind that. Either they're trying to get here, they're trying to get citizenship or something. And I ain't, you need to be running a check. Like, if they from from Africa, then yeah. But other than that, no.
Yeah. Well, it's a lot. Like,
Alaska is dangerous.
Well, so Smooth, you know what I'm saying? So let me pose a question to you, because I know you got eight baby mothers. You know, I don't want to put your business on the street, but I know we talked about it. You got eight baby mothers. But you know, you got 12.
Look,
you
don't
want to
put on the street, but yeah, you got eight baby mamas and 12 children. So,
well, soon to be 12 children.
And you can't pull out for shit, okay?
Yeah. Exactly. So I know,
but we're not
putting
your business out there in the street.
Look, I'm hashtag happily married, man. But if you're going on a vacation or business trip, I guess. Hey, vacation, business trip, hey. You know what I'm saying? You're traveling. It ain't official unless you know what I'm saying, unless you get laid over there. You know what I'm saying? Unless you get your rocks off, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? Put that flag down, whatever, you know, continent or country you
don't
went
ideas.
To. So I just want to pose this question. It's smooth. I mean, do you have any international kids? Do you have any international baby mothers, you know, in your travels, in your many travels? You know what I'm saying? Like, what's that?
No, I can neither confirm nor deny that allegation. What you're about to do. Yeah, nigga. Challenge it.
Now, with Smooth go over there, he go over there for like 3 to 6 months at a time, right? Sometimes even longer.
So
and he don't pull out. So you can answer your own question.
There's a pull out game on you. I push in. As an international dating, it can be successful. Yeah, it can. I mean, but it just depends on where the both y'all at in y'all lives. You know what I'm saying? Now, the little bitch from Dubai that I was talking with and shit, the bitch had too much money. So that would never work out. Only because of her stats. You see what I'm saying? So when they found out that the bitch was, basically the bitch kidnapped my shit. You know what I'm saying? I go to my little apartment and my shit gone. The fuck? I think my
shit gone. Everybody's story.
I'm like, and I got robbed in fucking Dubai. I'm like, what? Bitch, I ain't rich. What? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so I'm thinking like, man, motherfucker, robbed me, bro. I'm about to cry. Like, no, these niggas be saying niggas and got it. So, but now I come to find out with the bitch or whatnot. I had to choke the bitch up a little, no, man. Look, I ain't even that type of nigga and shit. So we did our thing.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, we did our thing. She tricked out.
So she robbed you. Well, hold on. I don't want to cut you off, but she robbed you first, and then you'll start, like, you know, having, like, a little.
She moved me.
A little situation?
She moved me.
She moved you.
Yeah. But, like, we ended up having a conversation. So, basically, this bitch just thought that I was going to be, you know what I'm saying, like, a prostitute, basically. Like, fuck it.
She wanted you to be her boy toy.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, you got me fucked up. You got me fucked up on that. But yeah, I mean, but can an international relationship work? Yeah, it can work. I wouldn't recommend it though. Like, especially them broads, stay away from them Africans, man. Them Africans.
Yeah, Nigeria be strong on them shows, man. Like,
right. Look, some Africans, they'll fuck around. They have a bitch changing their religion. You know what I'm saying? My girl Kat, she fucked around. She got married to one. That nigga wound up killing her. So naturally, I'm gonna be biased. So naturally, I'm gonna be biased about that in the day. But you know, it is what it is. I know a few bros that fucked around and married a few international niggas and shit. But stay away from the Dominican Republic. If you bring a bitch back from the DR, I'll probably be hit. And every other nigga.
Yeah.
And that's for real. But they got some big ass booty out there. Lord, Lord Jesus, have mercy. One of them fucking no butt cheeks is like, yeah.
What are you talking about?
The Dominican Republic.
Oh yeah, Dominican Republic. Yeah. That's to be continued for me. Like I gotta get out there. Like me and my homeboy been planning the trip out there. Like,
look, real shit. The Dominican Republic is connected to Haiti, right? It's one fucking country,
exactly.
But so when you go to the Dominican Republic, they love you as far as if you're an American. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
If you're black and you're American, they fucking love you. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But if you're black and you Haitian, they fucking hate you.
I know. I
love Haitians. I got a
bunch of Haitian friends, and
I love me a though. My baby down there in Florida, old Papa Duck, he a though. Hey, we ain't gonna talk about those though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can't get along.
Everybody
wants a
though.
But
my grandmother, me and them Haitians don't get along. I don't know what it is. We just always wind up fighting.
Which one of your baby mama's Haitian?
I said my granddad. I said my baby mama. You crazy?
Oh.
Oh, and I ain't had no Haitian baby mama.
Hold on. You said you got Haitian in you. Oh, you said your grandfather was Haitian?
No, my granddad is Jamaican.
Oh, your granddad is Jamaican.
But for some reason, like, me and the Haitians don't never get along. If I go down to Florida, I'm getting in a fight. Every time.
No, I got mad love for Haitians, man. I fuck with Haitians all day over the minute. I mean, I'm just saying, I don't really, I always like French more than I like Spanish. So I've always gravitated to Haitians more than like a Dominican, you know what I'm saying? Because I always just love the accent, you know what I'm saying? Like that Haitian patois or whatever, you know, is French, you know what I'm saying? But it's just a little different.
Patois is Jamaican.
No, but, you know, they call it their version of patois, you know what I'm saying? It's the whole...
Let him be great.
Yeah, they all kind of version of it or whatever, but it's French, you know what I'm saying? So I've always just gravitated towards that, whereas, you know, the Dominicans and, you know, I never liked how... You know, like a lot of Dominicans, they seem like they be, you know, Sammy Sosa, where they kind of like the blackness, the blacker they are, they kind of look down upon it or something like that. And that shit never rock well with me, you know what I'm saying? So, but I would still like to go, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I would definitely like to visit Haiti as well, being that it's on the same island. Haiti's got a rich history that I would love to see. You know what I'm saying? It was the first ones to win independence over in this part of the world. You know what I'm saying? So,
no, they didn't. Nah. They didn't win their independence, man. You don't know the history of Haiti. Like these motherfuckers, they got taxed. The Haitians were set free, but then they got taxed. You feel what I'm saying? Motherfucker paid. Mm-hmm. Haiti still has to pay certain countries for being free. Yeah, they fucked over Haiti, man.
Nah, I mean, I know a different story. But anyway.
Yeah, Haiti got good old shit. Haiti ain't got to pay nobody. Haiti got that good voodoo over there. Come over there, you voodoo.
No. Go look up the history of Haiti. Go look.
But, you know, it's
also
something to it.
Because you studied it.
I got a lot of Haitians. I got a lot of, my barber's Haitian. So, I mean, I like.
Right.
I know a lot of the history. And a lot of the history get misconstrued a lot of ways.
Okay,
too,
so we talking about dating the chicks over there now.
Right.
We talking about the chicks now. So bring it back.
Anyway, yeah. So, I just thought it was I just thought this is just a great topic because also too, I got a cousin, right? Shout out to my cousin D'Artagnan, right? My favorite cousin. I'm pissed off too because I won't be seeing him if I go back to Cleveland. On my Midwest trip because, you know, he's still in the Army, you know what I'm saying? So basically, long story short, he's going to Afghanistan in the next, like, week, 2 weeks. And I'm like, damn, dude, why you keep liking to go, you know, like, overseas, you know, to Afghanistan and all this stuff? And, you know, I know he got a nice pension coming and all that stuff. But I'm like, yo, it's got to be. I mean, he wouldn't say that. To me, but I'm wondering, like, damn, dude, you got somebody over there, something like that, because it seemed like he loved that these little getaways, you know what I'm saying, for like a year or two or whatever. So, I mean, I don't know, you know what I'm saying. So it's just, is just interested in me, you know, this whole international dating. Then I got another homeboy, you know what I'm saying, who went to, I think, the Philippines, and he got him a wife, brought one back, you know what I'm saying? And he kind of just keep her tucked away, you know what I'm saying? I never seen her or nothing like that, but I know he got a couple kids by or whatever, but he just keep her tucked. So this international dating is big, you know? And like I said, I'm hashtag happily married man, but, you know, I just like to kind of see if I still got it every so often. So, you know, my Tinder is not active like that. But a lot of times I might get matched.
What you mean active like that?
Like, I'm just saying, you know, I might get matched with something. And, you know, and it's a big international following that you'll see every so often. Like, oh, this person might be from this country or that country or whatever. And it's just, you know, interesting. I never pursued it, of course. But, you know, you could just see how it's a big thing. Especially being, if you're just American, you know, it just has some clout to it. So people kind of use it to their advantage. You know what I'm saying? And I say that just watching 90 Day Fiancé, you see a lot of the people that go into these different countries and they think they like balling because they like on vacation. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, if you're on vacation, you balling out because you kind of set yourself up, and you know what I'm saying? So you're gonna look like you just doing your thing on a vacation. But then they get back, they bring these people back, and they're like, oh, shit, what happened to living a life like we were living on vacation? And they get the, you know, they get the, like, oh, no, this is what really American life is about. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, they get kind of, like, in tune with that. And it's like, oh, shit, so America ain't just the videos that you see in the rap videos and stuff like that. No, it's like y'all really do work and do this type of shit. So I just think it's an interesting you know, concept or dynamic now, especially like the world is smaller because everybody's got their phones. And then one thing that I thought was very interesting on 90 Day Fiancé was like how, like, females would get their groove back. You know, you remember that movie, how Stella got her groove back. So now you got a lot of females that's on that type of shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, one of the interesting people that I saw that was on 90 Day Fiancé was this black woman, right? But she was an older black woman, probably like, you know, in her early 50s. She got about 6 kids. And good thing that she has, but her husband had passed away. You know, but she got 6 kids, and most of her kids was grown. You know what I'm saying? She seemed like she raised a really good family. You know, I can say that all her kids seemed well, you know, just well, you know, on a way. You know what I'm saying? She raised good young adults, right? But she just started living her second childhood. She must have got, like, an iPhone, like, a couple years ago. And I'm noticing this, too, with, like, older women or just older people in general. They'll learn a little something, you know, maybe they'll get a little Facebook, and then, you know, next thing you know, now they got Instagram, and now they, you know, they kind of in it. So anyway, what made this storyline interesting was the one chick, she got catfished basically by this one white dude from what she thought was a white dude from England. You know, dude had like the profile he had was like this white guy with this, like, look like a model or something like that, a shirt off and all this other stuff. So the black chick she went for, I think the dude's name was like Williams. So she was all like in love with Williams because they were texting back and forth. But long story short, I guess Williams was a fraud, you know what I'm saying? There was like some, they traced it back to some Nigerian place, you know what I'm saying? But it was just kind of sad because he was someone like, oh, hoping he was going to be the guy. And, you know, that wasn't the case. So, you know, the international dating, I mean, you definitely got to be careful, man. Like, that catfish thing is real because you don't want to, you know, be all in love thinking, and then, you know, sending money and stuff like that. That's just nuts, you know what I'm saying? But it happens, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, international thing is crazy. But I will say this. Another reason why I wanted to do this topic, because being, you know, I'm in New York, you know, like I said, hashtag happily married man, but it's definitely a culture of, you know, you meet so many different people from different walks of lives in different countries and stuff like that, especially where I'm at in Brooklyn. It's a big Caribbean culture. So just every, you know, black person you see, generally, they're from the islands, Jamaica, Trinidad, Barbados. Guyana is not necessarily an island, but it's kind of treated as such. And, they, you know what I'm saying, it's just a different flavor, you know what I'm saying? So culturally, you know, it's just adjusting, you know what I'm saying? And I've always looked at blacks to me, it's just like I don't see nothing different. I just see it's like a different tribe or whatever. So, and I love to just adjust. You know what I'm saying? So if I was talking to, like, before I got married, if I was talking to somebody from a different culture from what I am, like a Haitian or, like I said, a Jamaican or something like that, I would just always just vibe to what they got into, and it would just be cool to just understand their culture. But even before that, I mean, it wasn't an international thing, but culturally it was different. Was I had dated like a Muslim female in high school, you know what I'm saying? And that was kind of different because up until that point, you know, I was raised Baptist Christian. And then I kind of switched my whole shit up and studied Islam and all that other stuff. But then I saw it wasn't for me and it just didn't work out. So I can just imagine, like, taking you back again to this black chick that's from Florida that's on the new 90-day fiance. She about to go to Jordan, where it's just like straight Muslim country. And I'm like, yo, did you do your research? You know, do you know how it's going to be? Like, this ain't like no fake Muslim. This is Muslim, like, to the core. You know what I'm saying? So I just think that's interesting. But, you know, to answer my question, does it work? I think it can work. You know, I think you got to be really, you know, you really got to do your homework if you're talking to somebody from another country just to make sure. Because, you know, just watching the 90 Day Fiancé, what's another cool part about the show is they have another session called Pillow Talk. And Pillow Talk is generally like after they went through the process and they got married or whatever, now they actually are living, you know, they might have had a kid, a baby or something like that. Now they come back on the show and they, like, look at the other shows and they kind of just comment, you know what I'm saying, on the other shows, like, in their home or whatever. And, you know, that part is pretty cool. But so that just goes to show that it can work, you know what I'm saying? And would I try it? Yeah, I mean, I guess I would if I wasn't married or whatever, but I would really just be cautious about it. You know, so, you know, that's my stance on it. So, once again, Black, you saying you couldn't do it at all, whatsoever?
Not at all. Nope.
And Smooth said, maybe.
I mean, it could work. I'm like, I just like the pussy. First of all, let's get one thing straight. I'm not about to sit here and be like, yeah, now I'm trying to get a relationship with this international bitch. No, man,
yeah.
I'm trying to talk international level. I'm trying to clutch him up.
Okay.
I'm trying to bust all up in your mouth, dropping in your drawers. Now, if by some chance you snatch my soul and process me dropping it in your drawers, and I mean by all means, hey, baby, how you doing today? How was your day?
I can't.
But if not, what? Like, look, let's be honest. Like, oh, fuck all this. I ain't about to say, like, yeah, I'm about to get a relationship with this bitch. I'm going to catch my nut. That's for damn sure.
Even if you are in a relationship, remember, ain't like you moving to that country, so it could be like just a relationship when you go to visit that country.
Oh, no,
you got something right there.
Oh, no. Mind you, it depends on if it's financial beneficial. You see what I'm saying? Nigga, I have no problems getting a fuck. Motherfucker, black man. Nigga, I hop around. Nigga, right? Actually, I'm supposed to be in Russia.
Yeah.
But, you know,
but he can't be in Russia
because
of everything that's going on. But you know what? You know what? I just seen something today, and, like, we were going to stop early because I'm pretty sure it's a lot of stuff to go over in the Rough Image Chop Up, and I had some stuff. I'm going to start doing my little gossip shit, you know, at that time, too, what's going on.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, Putin was having his people knock off American troops in different places, and they now shunning, you know, the other guy, the orange guy, saying, like, you knew he was having soldiers knocked off and you still trying to be buddy-buddy with him. So I'm glad, you know, you didn't get up under there and out of there. So let's just wait for them to do the next mission somewhere else. But they did say that, I think it's what, UK, I think. I want to say, like, UK or, oh, yeah, over in Europe, they're thinking about, you know, shutting everything down from, you know, U.S. coming over there just because we have so many cases. And,
oh, no,
of course, at this point, nobody's...
That's all of Europe.
Yeah, nobody's taking it serious over here anymore as they were when it first started happening. You know, so I can say that. The cases are coming, but you know, nobody's really taking it serious. Everybody's out living their best life, like the world hasn't stopped. And it's certain places that's reporting high cases, and these places that's reporting high cases coming up. We didn't have testing. Yeah, y'all been testing, but people just really, you got the same people, same places that's trying to bring money in. So Atlanta been back open because Atlanta was the first place to open, and, you know, we moving and grooving. I mean, I see the club packed every single night again as it was before, and it's
strip
nothing
is,
like
is
what
again?
They're claiming in Florida.
Strip club, is that open?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Ooh.
Magic City, all that, yeah.
Is they dancing with masks on?
Who is it? Magic City, somebody. One of the other ones I just seen, huh?
They dance with masks on?
No, man, nobody on that shit. Nobody on that mask shit. Like, you might have people
like
that come in the club, but you got to take your mask off to get in the club. That's number one. And then, for real, you can't really be in the club doing some shit, and then you do something, and then they be like, he did it, the one with the mask on. Like, come on. You can't. So if you choose to go to the club, then that's your thing. You take the good with the bad.
No, I just had a vision of, like, a stripper dancing, like, with just, you know, just naked with, like, heels and a mask. You know what I'm saying?
She'll probably pass out with that damn mask restricting her air. You know, Magic City, when it first, like, supposedly was getting big and Magic City was losing money, Magic City started having they girls do virtual lap dances, and you have to, like, you know, pay them that way. They were getting paid that way. You know, Magic City wasn't playing by they coins. Okay.
Hold on, virtual lap dance.
Yeah, like you can come in and do the little webcam thing, and you can pay for your lap dance, and then of course they get they tip out, they get their money and stuff like that too. Magic City kept their girls working. When you at Magic City, that's your career. You know, so those are professional strippers or dancers.
They had some folks delivering food out here.
You so stupid. Yeah, Magic City and Onyx, you at any one of those? Onyx here got all of the girls with the fake booties, and they don't look good. But Magic City, like, for sure, if you at Magic City, you a professional. Yeah, I went to Onyx. I prefer Magic City.
Hey, I gotta get down to Magic City. That's what I'm talking about. Yo, I might surprise you one of these days. Like, I mean, your city was.
Man, I've been waiting on you to surprise me for two years. So, you know.
No,
we'll
no, remember you going back and forth for a minute. Now you back settled. Nah, let's be. You know what I'm saying?
I wasn't
now
going back and forth.
Settled.
I went to Florida one time. Okay, now I'm back. You know, we doing things. So, you know, I'm here.
All right.
But I'm actually going. I'm about to go to Florida. I'm about to go to Florida. I got some stuff to do.
No doubt. Yeah,
and they gonna
so,
say,
I mean,
excuse me, I yarned. They gonna say, don't come to Florida bringing that corona. Y'all got more corona than we do. Calm down. I need to go see a man by the dog and a farmer by the horse.
Yeah, man. But I guess that's pretty much it on the international dating doesn't work, can't work, or what you try.
So,
you know what I'm saying?
We're
going to
do the world famous chop up. But before Mo, because y'all know I let Mo take the show. This is Mo's segment, you know what I'm saying? But I just figured that, like, I would pick, like, one or two gossip, you know what I'm saying, things that's going
come
on,
come
like the juicy shit. And so, Mo, just remind me, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's something I want you to stick with me on. Just remind me, like, do your little gossip stuff. Now, even though we are done with Cherry Pop, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my girl. She really invests into her business and her career. You know, she's also a client of mine. So I'm going to give her another shout out right here. For all of your adult toy needs, go to cherrypop.com. That's CHERRYPOPPD.com. It's no E in it. Cherrypop.com. And she has free shipping. And she's doing like a giveaway as well. So definitely check her out. I really appreciate how she takes her business serious. But, okay, so two different gossip spectrums, totally on the end of one is on the opposite end of everything. But you know what? It's all asshole-ish, so we're going to talk about it. So, you know, we have all of these people that's here, these white people, W-H-Y-P-P-O, that's here, And the first thing they say out of their mouth is, if you don't like it here, if it's so bad in America, go back to where you're from. So let's just get this very much clear. White people, you're European. You're not from here, okay? I don't care what shade of white you are, if you're white, okay? You're not from here, okay? Your people came here and stole this land from my other people, from my people, from my ancestors. They're Native Americans. Your people stole the land for them, just like your people made a pit stop, you know, in Africa and stole slaves. But I digress. You're not from here. So I really wish y'all stopped telling people to go back to where they came from, because I need y'all to figure out what y'all heritage is, because black people are way more aware of their heritage than y'all are. Let's start there. Okay. So we have this lady. And this is she's on Facebook, and she made a comment, and I'm so happy that we are on the page that we're on right now. I'm gonna say that this was so hilarious to me, right? Because I'm sick of bitches like her. But she says, "Get the hell out of this country if you think it'll be better somewhere else. I'll even pay your way back to Africa." Now, here are the replies that followed that from my people, in which I am so proud of, by the way, my people. I am so proud to be black. Okay, first one. Oh my gosh, please tell me you're still paying for flights to Africa. I can excuse the racism and the hate deeply rooted inside of you. If you can send me, my kids, they daddies, my mama, my grandma, all my siblings, and two of my homegirls to Africa, hit me back when you can. The second message. What's good, big dog? I heard you paying niggas tickets to Africa. I have a big-ass family, so I'm going to need all of that. Write me a fat-ass check, too. I really appreciate it. I also got Cash App, too. Slide all my funds. Fast, never slow, right? I love it. I saw your post about paying my way back to Africa. I already have my passport, so you'll be helping me purchase my visa also, or just my tickets. Please get back to me as I'm looking to leave before they start shutting everything back down again in Texas. It's really cool that even as a racist, you're pretty generous to people of color. Good looking out, Bren. Also, I have a family of about four, and my friend said she like a ticket also. I'll tell her to hit you up. What's up, sis? I heard you paying to send niggas back to Africa. I'm trying to see if that was true so you can cash out me. My whole family trying to get out of this land your ancestors stole and conquered. Sup, big brand dog. So what's up? Tell them what's up with them Africa tickets? Slide a real Negro, buy 20 of them things, and I'm going to take my whole squad. Or you could just cash out me the money for them. Let me know so some of my niggas trying to slide ASAP. We hate it here anyways, beloved. And it's some more that kept going. And it was absolutely funny that we were able to handle it that way, because we got to handle people like that. So to me, it's like I was in tears reading all those things, because I was like, man, listen, I absolutely love you fools. I love these fools and I love being black. And guess what? It is nothing going to change the fact that I love who I am, no matter what these stupid behind folks got going on. Okay. Now, my second piece of my gossip and my drama. Okay. So we all know Kaya Simone, my neck, my back, lick my pussy and my crack. And, you know, she had Don't Trust No Nigga No. No. Okay, she out of Florida. Kaya got blackballed years ago. Huh? Well, she had multiple songs. But Kaya got blackballed years ago because when she came out with My Neck and My Back and she took off, they wanted her to sign a deal, something like that was not conducive for what she was trying to do. So she didn't sign a deal, and because she didn't sign a deal and she stayed independent and kept all the money, they blackballed her. Okay. Now, Kaya has a whole bunch of songs out, but you never really hear them, you know, and you got to really wait your time. So Kaya was coming back because she is a celebrity roaster, okay? You're in the news, you're a celebrity, she's going to roast you. Now, she's on Twitter. Her Twitter handle is S-H-A-M-O-N-E, Kaya, K-H-I-A, Simone Kaya. She's on Twitter as well. Now, I forgot what her name is on Instagram. But she roasts all celebrities. So she had a show called The Queen's Court, right? Because Kaya, she actually studies the Yoruba tradition. She studies Ifa, right? So The Queen's Court is what she had. And she brought in this training T.S. or whatever y'all want to call it, named T.S. Madison. So she brought her into the show, and no matter what happened, Kaya did not brand Queen's Court, but it was her thing. She had been doing it for years. And T.S. came and said, well, you know, you don't have it branded. So she said, well, you don't have it branded, so we need to get the paperwork right because this is really blowing up fast. Well, Kaya was like, you know, I get it done. You know, she hadn't. T.S. found it upon herself to go get the paperwork and put the whole Queen's Court brand in her name only. Then you want to say you reached out to her, she didn't come back. That's stealing. Period.com. Now, you had the right to do it because she hadn't branded her shit, but she brought you on. So only the sweet committee is going to agree with what T.S. did. T.S. did some undermining-ass shit. She stole Kaya's brand. So Kaya didn't do none of that. You know, she went back and forth. They kept taking Kaya's pages down when everything was happening because they didn't want Kaya to voice herself. They didn't want Kaya to say what was really going on. But Kaya just sat back because, let me see what you're going to do with it. Of course, the Queen's Court got ran in the mud. There wasn't nothing without Kaya, right? So now, Kaya done came back, and she roasted celebrities even harder. She has gag order, okay? Gag order on YouTube. And so she goes live on YouTube, and she do her gags. And, honey, let me tell you something. She roasts you to pieces. So now, out of nowhere, T.S. Madison was trying to come back to Kaya. Like, let's talk about what I did, you know, to you, da-da-da. And so Kaya turned it down. And so now T.S. Madison back on social media trying to clown Kaya because, you know, she don't want to be your friend. But you know what? So this is a perfect example of allow karma to play its part. You know what I'm saying? You got to allow karma to play its part. T.S., the boy that dressed like a girl, stole Kaya's brand and had a run for about a year or so. And then now Kaya came out of nowhere. Kaya got more followers on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube than she had before this even started. Because Kaya sat back and Kaya was patient about what happened. She let them keep delete her pages. She kept finding other ways to go through it. She kept finding other ways to get to her bag. And guess what? It all happened. So now she has a platform in which you can't get deleted on YouTube or you can't do what you was doing. You know they gonna try because that's what they do. And that's the thing with me and these gays. Like, they so messy. You know what I'm saying? And what you being as messy as you is when you started it. How you gonna be messy with Kaya and y'all started it because her and Kaya fell out and she stole Kaya brand? The bottom line, it don't matter who said what, you stole a brand. Period. So shout out to Kaya Simone. Everybody, oh, she a one-hit wonder. If you from Florida, you know Kaya got hits upon hits upon hits, but they blackball Kaya. Kaya has always been in her own lane. She's always been by her own money, and she's always been independent, and she told them she's going to stay that way. So they play the dirty game, and that's what they do. When you own something, if you're not willing to share or bring somebody else in to let one of these people leech off you, then they're going to try to keep you down. Trust and believe. A lot of the reasons why I'm taking the journey the long way, as I am, is because I'm not letting nobody eat off me. When I get there, I'm putting in my own work. I'm doing what I got to do. When you come in, you're going to put in the work for what it is that you're going to eat for. And that's just the bottom line. So salute to Kaya. But all that drama going on right now on Twitter, honey, that's my gossip session, and I'm team Kaya all day long. I don't have no beef with whoever want to dress like a woman in life, but don't throw a rock and you in a glass house. You know what I'm saying? All that extra stuff. And then the thing, you know what, that killed me tonight. Now, T.S. Madison, she got a big old penis now. She dresses full, you know, like a woman. She got breast implants, butt implants, everything, like a full woman. But she posted a picture of Kaya, like what Kaya would look like as a man. And she goes, oh, she was still the ugly as a man. And I'm like, the only person that's confused about what they want to be is you. Why would you put her on there as a man when she ain't never in her life tried to be a man? She a woman. She embracing her body. And the new millennials, Kaya, you in this fixer-upper house and you driving this old van. And this comes from millennials because that's the whole thing. Y'all mind frame is so messed up. Don't nobody care about going to spend all this money on these new houses and shit that you don't own, that when you miss a payment, they taking that shit back. Listen, live up the earth. I wanted some end tables. If I got them custom built, they was going to be $1,200. That's what I did. Went and found my goddamn end tables for $99 a piece, and I'm going to sand and paint these motherfuckers the colors that I want them to be. You understand me? Ain't nobody got time for all that extra shit that these new millennials think that they throwing shots. Oh, you drive an old van. Her house and her van paid for. That means she got more money than you because you around here trying to keep up with the Joneses paying all these bills. That's what that means. But y'all young folks wouldn't know nothing about it. That's the new millennium shit. That's my gossip session. Let's go on to the real famous chop-up.
No doubt, man. Shout out for that. Yeah, I definitely respect, you pronounce it Kaya or Kia?
Kaya,
K-H-I-A,
Kaya, yep.
I'm not a fan of her, but I respect her hustle. Like, so other people have been telling me, especially, you know, they find out I got the show, they're like, yo, you ever, well, this one person asked me, like, you ever listen to Kaya? Like, I'm like, Kaya, my neck, my back? They were like, yeah, she got like a whole following on YouTube, so I think I like listen to one show. Wasn't my cup of tea, but I can see it. I can definitely see she got a following, and I like how she like carved out her own lane. You know what I'm saying? So, shout out to that. So, this is the world famous chop up. So, this is the part of the show where I get a chance to like chop it up, talk my shit, stuff that I, you know, was kind of seeing, that's kind of interest me during the week, and I just want to, you know, kind of talk about it. So, let's see here. Got a few topics to get into. So, first and foremost, you know, being I'm a sports guy, I'm gonna start off with the sports report. This was breaking news. Came in right before the show. Shout out to Cam Newton. He just got signed to the New England Patriots. Man, the NFL is going to be a lit season. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully, if everything goes well with the whole COVID-19, of course. But when it does get back, man, with that signing, I just think it's dope, man. So Cam Newton, I think he got blackballed. Not blackballed, I mean, because he's on the team, but I think he got kind of shunned out of the league for a minute because if you know anything about Cam Newton, very talented player, a little bit more flamboyant off of the court, and you know NFL is a little bit more conservative. So Cam, it's a couple cats in the league that's got like a basketball kind of swag, and you know it's not conducive to the way the NFL does things because you know the NBA is basically a little bit more lenient. You know, as far as, like, you know, personalities and what you wear. So, Cam Newton is one. Odell Beckham, Antonio Brown, you know, those are all three very flamboyant personalities. So, I think, and shout out to Odell Beckham, you know, he's with Cleveland, and we're going to see what he's going to do with the Browns. But Cam, but he's not, but, you know, the Antonio Brown and Odell Beckham, they're wide receivers. They're not the quarterback. So, if you know anything about or follow football, the quarterback of the football team is like the CEO of a corporation. You know, you got to kind of handle you got to carry yourself a certain way. So Cam got all the talent in the world, went 15-1, almost had an undefeated season, went to the Super Bowl a few years back, just barely lost to the Denver Broncos. But and then after that, he kind of had some injuries. But if you know anything about Cam, he's been a little flamboyant like after that. I think that he was really feeling himself. And, you know, just his style, his wardrobe has been a little different. He kind of let his hair grow out. And, you know, with him being hurt the last couple of years, they just, the Carolina Panthers and him just kind of, you know, he got cut eventually, you know, earlier in the year. So, you know, and he went for months without having a team. And then the Patriots, on the other hand, of course, Tom Brady is going to be in Tampa Bay. So they was in need of a quarterback, and it's just going to be a cool – it's going to be an interesting dynamic because, you know, the Patriots is such a button-up organization, the way they do things. They're like the Yankees of, you know, football. You know, it's kind of like a certain tradition, a certain way you got to carry yourself. So I think it's going to be good for Cam Newton because, I think, you know, probably just need to mature a little bit more. And I think this will give him a great opportunity. It's a one-year deal. And it's great. It's a win-win, you know. So he had to sign a one-year deal because right now he wasn't – because the market wasn't out there, so he wasn't a man like a Dak Prescott. You know, Dak Prescott's trying to break the bank right now. As he should, you know, I can't knock him, but I don't think he's worth the type of money that Dak Prescott is trying to get from the Cowboys. But, you know, Newton is in a different dynamic because, you know, he doesn't have that market. But being that he signed a one-year deal, now if he comes in, does his thing – You're going to have some teams bid over them. The Patriots will be one if they have a great season. And then whatever other team that's, like, right on the cusp of need a quarterback that, you know, could use Cam's services. So I think he's going to be a great I think he's a great signing. Like, if I'm Cam's agent, I'm like, this is, like, the best thing you could have done because, you know, Bill Belichick, he's got a – he's basically what's going to be interesting as far as this dynamic is Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. Both of them want to outdo each other because they both want to win to show that they can win without the other. It's kind of like how Shaq and Kobe was, RIP to my man Kobe Bryant. But when Shaq and Kobe, when they split up the Lakers, you know, Shaq went to Miami, got with Dwayne Wade, won that championship, and Shaq can kind of, you know, has some, all right, I got traded, but look what I did. I won my championship first. And then Kobe, you know, that like ate Kobe up, and that drove him to eventually win two more titles with the Lakers. So this is going to be great for competition. So that's a great story, and I'm happy to see Cam Newton land on his feet because I am I'm definitely a fan of him. So we'll see how that works. Switching gears, I got to give a shout-out to – wow, it's 10 o'clock, too. I got like a half an hour to chop up. Man, I gotta let this go up. But I think I got some topics. But anyway, shout-out to Kanye West. My man, yay. So he just linked a deal with Gap, 10-year deal. And, you know, Gap's stock is going to be rising crazy. You know what I'm saying? So get on top of that if you're into the stock market. I forgot to, you know, it definitely rose once news got out that Kanye West has signed. So that's going to be definitely an interesting stock to keep your eye on. And it's going to be called YZY. And it just makes sense because Gap has been – in a decline, you know, like it's just a new era. You know, a lot of people buy clothes, vintage clothes now, and it's just the whole landscape as far as fashion has changed. And Ye right now, he's hot as a firecracker, man. I mean, look what he did with Adidas. So, you know, Adidas, once he deal was over with Nike or whatever, Nike didn't want to step up to the plate, get more creative control or whatever the case may be. Adidas linked that deal with Ye, and then Yeezys basically made him a billionaire, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, now he's got the track record, you know, and I've been following him, you know, his fashion career for a while, man. I'm almost the biggest fan what he's done for the fashion industry as what he's done for the music industry. So I just want to say salute to Kanye, man. That's a guy that I don't bet against, man. Like, whatever that guy, I mean, it's an inspiration, man. Whatever that guy puts his mind to, he got his passion just takes him there, you know, and he sets trends, man. I love a leader. I love a trendsetter, you know what I'm saying? Somebody who just doesn't follow the lead. And even when people give you blowback, you know, stand on what you believe in, man. And I respect the hell out of that, you know what I'm saying? When he put on the Make America Great Again hat and everybody was going after Ye, you know what I'm saying? He stood his ground. He didn't fold and look at him. Look at him now. So I just want to commit and I'll say this. Because, all right, I'm not gonna go into politics because, like I said, we want to keep it nice and short. I don't want to, you know, go on a tangent with that. But I will say this. In my opinion, hopefully I'm right. Hopefully I'm not wrong. But in 2020, I think Trump's got this. I think Trump's going to be Biden. That's all I'm going to say about that. But 2024 is up for grabs. And Kanye, the way he's been playing it, he's the one dude that I'm like, damn, you know what I'm saying? If we wanted a black president part two, there's all black. There's not a mulatto. Wow. You know what I'm saying? Kanye's got a test. You know, like, and I think he's kind of trending in that direction. If you kind of look at it, look at his business deals. Any type of president, you got to have, especially an American president, you really got to, you know, I think in the future, Christian values and stuff like that.
That would be the most epic move ever. And I think, listen, you own to something, right? You own to something because look how they cleaned up their brand. Look how laid back they are. Look how much Chris fell off. They are gunning for the White House. And look how popular they are. So you're going to always have naysayers that's going to have something to say about whoever's going up. But even with his meltdowns and all of this other stuff, I think the Kardashians are gunning for the White House. I absolutely think they are.
They are. And, you know, and look
that would be the most absurd At that point, I am officially looking to move back to the motherland. Like, I'm officially looking at how can I put this shit together? Where can I move outside of the United States? They're the biggest joke ever. So whoever has the most money and the most clout, you can run the whole freaking country. I'm telling you, they're gunning for the White House.
They are, yeah. So, I mean, like, and, you know, and like I said, I like how I don't agree with everything that has been going on in the politics and stuff like that as far as, like, you know.
We're not going to get deep because, you know, this is not political show. And, you know,
deep.
We do have people from different walks of life that don't quite agree with what you say and you don't agree with what they say and so on and so forth. So got to be mindful.
Yeah, so 2024, you know what I mean?
Thank God it's America.
Yeah, but thank God, you know, thank God it's America. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, people got the rights to have their opinions. So I'm going to leave it at that. I'm going to go ahead and
that's right, especially when you got their children in cages. You know, there's nothing that you can relate to it because you don't even have children. So it gets bigger than that.
Hey, well, see, look, if you're going to say yeah, I'm going to come back and retort. Yeah.
Right, because you're just saying, like,
saying,
but you're saying it in a way like, you know, shit, it's free speech, it's this, it's that. So, you know, when it comes down to it, I'm a god. I'm a goddess. I'm a mother. I'm a creator of life. So when I have to sit back and I have to look at my people in Mexico that have a problem with the person that runs this country like so many other people, I'm like, okay, we can leave it. So you're saying okay, but you're saying okay like, hey, I'm just saying okay, but, The point I was just trying to say is this.
I've been saying we need to go back to Africa and build up Africa. You know what I'm saying? So that's the only part, not getting political, that I was just trying to say. I was going to just basically back your point in saying that. But at the same time, let's not lose focus on what you can do still here in America as well. You know what I'm saying? But I'm gonna leave that right there. So, yay, gap. Definitely get on top of that stock. I think it'll be a great thing right there. I think that's going to be a win-win. I think I want to get into a quick movie review. So shout out to Spike Lee. I got a chance to watch this movie.
No, I mean, you ain't talking about the
Five Bloods?
Yeah, hell no. No,
okay,
man.
Well, look, talk about it. What you thought about it?
No, listen, don't get me wrong, right? The movie was entertaining up until the part where it was just chronologically wrong. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers, Vietnam was 50 years ago. You see what I'm saying? But in the beginning of the movie, these motherfuckers talking about like 18, 20 years later type shit. One dude had a child that was 18 years old. The motherfucker looked at him, fucked around, and fucked the Vietnamese prostitute had a daughter. This bitch in her 30s. You see what I'm saying? But Vietnam was 50 years ago. I mean, I'm like, hold up. And then you mean to tell me these motherfuckers sending emails and shit? First of all, 20 years after fucking Vietnam would have been in the 80s, brother, 90s. Fuck you talking about? Now, was it an entertaining movie? It was up until the part where my dad actually fought Vietnam. So, bro, I was just mad about the chronological order of the fucking move.
Okay, your father was there, so you're speaking from some experience. Okay, so that's good. I can definitely understand where you're coming from.
But it was entertaining. Don't get me wrong.
I was just going to say shout out to him bringing that story. You know, because a lot of times with these Vietnam movies, it's never told from like the black point of view, so I just thought it was cool sharing some light on that. And actually, you know, my wife's father was in Vietnam as well. You know what I'm saying? And he actually passed away almost 20 years ago now, but he passed away due to Agent Orange. So you know, I watched it with So real talk. You know what I'm saying? So I watched it with my wife, and it was just, you know, good to. Because my wife, you know, by the time she became an adult, it wasn't like those conversations. She wasn't having those conversations with her father as a little girl, you know what I'm saying? But now as an adult, like learning about Vietnam and stuff like that, you know, she kind of like, you know, she didn't have that. So now she's kind of like piecing the stories together. So for her to kind of see that, it was kind of cool. You know what I'm saying? So I just wanted to commend Spike Lee for just showing it. Even though, like you said, chronologically, it wasn't all correct because it was a movie and then, you know, but I just thought it was interesting. I thought it was an interesting take on, like, you know, if how they, I don't want to give the movie away, but how they supposedly stashed stuff from Vietnam and then, you know, years later they was like, all right, let's see if we can go back and try to find it. And then you see the stuff that happened. So I just think it was interesting, man. It was just a cool thing to see. And you see, you know, getting back to what Black was saying, this country is built on a lot of fucking bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Like to become the America that we are today, it was some sharp fucking savage shit that happened. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, you know, it's not perfect, but it's not the worst either. So, you know, I just wanted to give a shout out to Spike Lee for that. So the Five Bloods, check it out. Like I said, I don't even know if I gave it like out of 5 stars. I would say it was about 3 stars. You know what I'm saying? It was entertaining. So I don't give it a straight thumbs up. I give it like, yeah, it was cool. You know what I'm saying? It was entertaining. But I like the fact that it was on Netflix. I didn't have to go to the movies to see it. You know what I'm saying? I was able to just watch it. It did kind of entertain me. You know what I'm saying? You know, a couple times I came close to cutting it off or like, you know, like, all right, I can come back to it later, but I actually watched the whole thing. But I do agree with you, Smooth. It wasn't chronologically correct, but just trying to show the Black experience, I think it did kind of capture that with like a lot of, and you see, you know, what's sad about it is you see a lot of, especially up here in New York, you know, it's a lot of homeless. And a lot of those homeless people that I see are former Vietnam vets because, you know, when they came back, they wasn't like, I'm sure like your father was or like my wife's father was where they was able to get back into society and live like
Yeah, my dad was fucked up. He went back to the Army. my dad was built for a civilian life. Hell no. When he left Vietnam, he got shot 5 times. He got shot 5 times in Vietnam.
Oh, fuck.
So when he came back from Vietnam...
Well, my uncle was the same way. He ended up doing 40 years and retired after 40 years.
So, like, after he came back, he was like, nah, fuck that. So he went back into the military and did another 26. You see what I'm saying? So, like, nah.
He was
when I grew up, my dad was fucked up. Man, look, motherfucker said, man, go wait till daddy up. I said, hell no. I'm 5 years old. I already knew that. Like, nah, man, just going to whip me down.
Yeah.
Whip me down.
I know. A lot of times I know when the Vietnam veterans, a lot of times they would have nightmares and stuff like that, just, you know, dreams of just the stuff that was happening over there. I know my wife's father said, you know, every so often he would have, like, kind of like little nightmares and stuff like that. So it's a sad situation, man. So just, you know, I just think it's a good, like I said, history lesson. If you just want to kind of learn about it and see it from the Black experience, I definitely recommend it. You know what I'm saying? Wasn't the best movie, wasn't the worst movie. But like Smooth said, it was entertaining. But it wasn't chronologically correct. But you got to understand, it was a movie. You know what I'm saying? So, but I think it was cool. I like how they showed different, you know, the different soldiers. You know what I'm saying? The one guy that they was all looking up to. I don't want to give it away. You know what happened to him. The one guy was great, man. That one guy, he's got like a meme that's been going around where he's at the club dancing. That dude did his thing in the movie. You know what I'm saying? I think he was the most realist. You know what I'm saying? Of how that shit could kind of fuck you up, but then, you know, you maintain it, but you still a little fucked up. Like, he did a great acting. Like, shout out to him, man. He did an excellent acting job. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, so Spike, man. I wouldn't want to see no other Black director do it but Spike. You know what I'm saying? Because he do, you know, tell the Black experience pretty well, man. So shout out to Spike Lee on that. All right, so with that being the case, while keeping it entertainment, then I'm going to get back into a few more sports stories. But I want to shout this out too, man. This show has got me kind of open. And I'll be on my British shit, man, as far as like their TV shows. Because it'd be just a little different, man, especially like Black British people. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I think I got like a – it's just, you know, because I can understand the language, but then it's real proper. And like I just love Black people and just, you know, seeing how we just get cultured in different ways. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, I told you I was really into Top Boy, you know, no homo, but Top Boy was a good show to someone on Netflix.
Yeah, the title just ain't right.
But it was very good. Top Boy, I definitely recommend it. But basically, It's a show on HBO that came out, and it's called I May Destroy You, right? And it's called I May Destroy You. It's a brand new show. It's
okay. It's not like I May Be Straight, like on some gay shit.
Nah, it's called I May Destroy You. Brand new show on HBO. Oh. And if you get a chance, check it out. It ain't for everybody, but I kind of piqued my interest because the writer, the creator of the show, and the star of the show, her name is Michaela Coel, right? And she's this black British actress. She had this Netflix show. I can't think of the name of it offhand, but it was I first got hit to her on this one show on Netflix, and it was straight like British, right? But she's captivating, man. It's something about her, man. Like, she can just command a screen. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, oh, now that I saw that she got this new show on HBO, and Insecure had just ended, you know, shout out to Issa Rae. That just ended, and I was like, okay, you know, I need something new for the Sunday night slot. So I was like, let me check it out. So I May Destroy You. We're not giving it away, but it's kind of like a mystery. You know what I'm saying? And it's kind of like Pulp Fiction is my all-time favorite movie. And the reason why I love the movie Pulp Fiction is because the director, Quentin Tarantino, I love the way it was from different angles. You know what I'm saying? The movie was kind of like, it wasn't your normal movie where it just goes in order. You know what I'm saying? From start to finish. You know what I'm saying? It was kind of like, all right. You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, no, this part happened before this. And then, you know, if you watch Pulp Fiction, you know what I'm talking about. So anyway, I made this shit.
Big Rams got annually raped.
What happened?
Pulp Fiction. I said Big Rams got annually raped in Pulp Fiction.
Oh, yeah, he did. That's why my wife, she don't really like it because of that one. Yeah. But anyway, it goes, you know, it's like kind of, it kind of goes in different orders. But long story short, it takes place in Europe. You know what I'm saying? It starts out in Italy. She's like a writer. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to you, Black. She's a writer. You know what I'm saying? She's writing her second book. She's like on location in Italy because her agent sent her out there to kind of, I don't know, to be able to write some type of novel or whatever. But then she comes back to England, and, you know, like her homeboys and everybody, her homegirl is happy to see her back. And she was supposed to, she had a deadline to, like, finish this book, you know what I'm saying, because she had to get it into her, like, agent. So she did that, but then she ended up going out. She went out and just wild out and had, like, a big-time night, you know what I'm saying, like, drinks and coke. And I'm not, you know, condoning cocaine, but she was on some coke, all types of shit, right? And anyway, she blacked out, and she don't know what happened. And then she kind of, like, now was going back to, like, what happened. Like, did she get, like, you know what I'm saying? Did she get like that Bill Cosby kind of, you know what I'm saying?
I've seen the commercial last week.
Yeah, so it's interesting, man. So definitely check that out. So I May Destroy You. And like I said, Michaela Coel, English, British actress, definitely, man. She's like, you know, one of my favorite creators. I think she's bringing something different. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to that. Now,
shout out to the fact that I had an update meeting on my book, and baby, oof.
Okay,
we are still
nice.
On schedule for August 1st release when you said that. That's book number, it'll be book number 8.
That's dope, Black man. Congrats to you and much success on that new title. I know it's going to be all that. So now a couple more sports related things. So real quick, too. Baseball, not the biggest fan of baseball season, but it's coming back. It's going to be right on par with the NBA. So end of July, baseball is going to start back July 24th. Any baseball fans out there, I know we got, like, you know, Mexican listeners and stuff like that, you know, that might be into baseball and whatnot, Puerto Rico and all that type of stuff. But anyway, Dominican Republic, we just talked about. But baseball will be back July 24th, and it's a couple different changes. They're going to have a universal designated hitter. So, if you never really, follow baseball, it was like a National League, an American League. But one league will have a designated hitter, and the other league, the pitcher would have to hit. So now the pitcher doesn't have to hit anymore. It's going to be a designated hitter at least for this season. I don't know if they're going to keep it moving forward. And baseball, one of the reasons why I'm not a fan of baseball, I just think it's too long. I mean, it's like 160 games or something like that, something crazy. But now it's just going to be a 60-game season.
My son is about to play baseball.
Nice. We need more, young African-Americans getting to be. My father played baseball. But, yeah, so 60 games. It's going to be a 60-game season. 40 games are going to be within the division. And then another change, too, because it was like, yo, baseball games is way too long. Baseball, playoff baseball is really good because it's intense. But because it's 60 games and they want to kind of just make the games a little tighter so, you know, people watching it don't be so bored, if it goes into extra innings, they're going to put a runner on second. So, you know, just starting the extra innings, you'll automatically have a runner on second base. So to kind of speed up to get the game over.
Okay.
So, yeah, so like I said, I fell off on baseball a long time ago. Once Barry Bonds retired, I was pretty much done. You know what I'm saying? I kind of rocked with the Yankees a little bit, being I'm up here in New York and it's very popular, but you know, other than that, I'm not a huge fan. But you know, I just thought the listeners would probably want to know about that. So baseball.
Shout out to the steroids of the 90s, man. That was
good.
Yeah,
that's when that shit was good, man. Shout out to McGuire. Don't fuck with Sosa. We already talked about the whole Dominican Republic and how he's trying to Michael Jackson and Scandal. You know, I don't rock with that. But anyway, yeah, man. So July 24th for baseball. July 30th, NBA starts, and we're gonna be back with some sports. Some professional sports. And then speaking of NBA, Avery Bradley, I don't know, you know, it's not a household name or nothing like that, but Avery Bradley is a key component to the Lakers. The big news is he opted out, which means he's not going to go with the team to the Lakers to Orlando for the tournament. He's not going to do it. I guess he has a son. He has a kid with respiratory issues, so he doesn't want to, like, you know, put his kid at risk. And I can respect that, but the Lakers are going to miss him, man. I did see this, and I think in the last World Famous Challenge that I'm picking the Lakers to win it all. Now, I'm still leaning toward the Lakers, but this kind of gives me cause to pause a little bit because Avery Bradley's defense, I mean, he's a two-guard, and they're going to need him, man. And I know LeBron's like, damn, shit, but I think they can still recover, man. Like, as long as LeBron is, like, healthy and Anthony Davis is healthy, I think they're gonna be with the shits, man. So, so I just wanted to bring that up. And let me see here.
Man, shout out.
What's up?
Fuck up, man. Shout out to Sam and Sosa. It don't matter what his fucking skin color is. He was still born black.
You want to bring this back to this whole DR.
You fucking right.
Katie,
look at his history, though. Shout out
to history.
If you black, fuck it. I don't give a fuck. If you were born black, you're black. If you turn white, oh well. Shout out to Michael Jackson, too.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Sam, like Michael Jackson. So I definitely want to say this, too. I just want to say Black Egypt matters and make spirituality great again. I just wanted to put that out there real quick. Yeah. Yeah, I need to make some t-shirts with that. Black Egypt matters and makes
Black
spirituality Black Egypt, Kemet, but Black Egypt, so because most people probably don't even know what Kemet is, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just saying Black Egypt matters and let's make spirituality great again. And Black, if you ever do want to move back to Africa, I'm down to take over. To conquer Egypt. I don't know, somehow, some way, I got to put together an army and take it back to the blacks.
I'm down to conquer Egypt again. When was the last time you were over there?
Nah, bro. I think that's anyway, that's a topic for another discussion, man. So with that being the case, man, we got about 7 minutes left in the show, and I got a top 10 list. I think this is what Black was shouting out. When she was talking about the, you know, the real adult talk, you know what I'm saying? Saying I've been keeping it a little adult entertainment on there, which I have, you know what I'm saying?
And I've been seeing him following you back, too. Yeah. I was like, oh, this boy here, he having all the porn stars on the page.
Yeah, so I'm trying to let that flourish a little bit. So I'm about to, you know, I, you know, if you follow the Real Adult Talk, Real Adult Talk page, you know, I started the top 10, and I got a link today, today Twitter pages or whatever, you know what I'm saying, and I'm giving a little, just a quick bio as to why I think they're, like, at, like, number 10, number 9 or whatever, so check that out. I'm going to probably finish off the top 5 either tonight or tomorrow, but, you know, being that the listeners are listening, I'm going to even, you know, I'm trying to keep it exclusive to the, because I want everybody to go to the page or whatever, but I'm just going to run it down, especially since I've been doing this segment for the last, like, couple weeks now. So, Smooth, man, take down your pen, write this out, you know what I'm saying? Check these females out on Pornhub if you ain't hip.
Oh, Black, but I've seen them already, but keep going.
Yeah, so, I mean, if you want to.
I'm a porn connoisseur.
Okay, if you feel free to comment, man. So, this as of
did,
today. Which is July, which is, I'm sorry, today, which is June 28th, this
mm-hmm.
is the top 10 women I seen in the game, right? All right, so.
No, hold on,
now,
are they
10?
Retired or not? Last time you had Bethany Benz in that, did she make a movie?
Yeah, I did put Bethany. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes I got to give, like, a little Lifetime Achievement Award in there, some type of way, even though if they're not really active, I might have just saw a couple scenes recently.
She
I'm like, damn, she was doing her thing.
Look at this.
You know what I'm saying?
Man.
So that's why I put her out there because, you know, I just wanted to give her some love or whatever. But this one has been updated. So the one I'm putting up on the Twitter page is active. And then, of course, you got to be active on Twitter because I want to shout you out. So if you ain't active on Twitter, Bethany Ben, she's no longer active on Twitter. She kind of shut her Twitter down, so I couldn't put her on there anyway. But these is active females in the game. So without further ado, number 10, Chanel Hart. And I wrote this on the bio.
Yeah, I like
Chanel
the
notebook. Yeah, yeah, Chanel Hart. You know, she got a little thick lately, but man, she's gonna be a first ballot adult AV and Hall of Famer. You know what I'm saying? When she finishes up her career, or whatever. But Chanel Hart, number 10. I wrote how, like, when DVDs was popping, I mean, she had a new joint dropping every week. You know what I'm saying? Her consistency was like no other. You know what I'm saying? So. Yeah, shout out to her, man. Number 9 is this new one. I got to speed this up a little bit, too, because we only got about 4 minutes left. Number 9, Mimi Curvaceous. I just got hit to her. I got hit to her on Twitter, man. If you ain't hit to her, Smooth, Mimi Curvaceous.
No,
I've seen. You hip? All right, out of Chicago. Mm-hmm. Shout out to her.
I'm a fucking porn connoisseur.
Okay, that's what I said. All right, that's why I brought this segment back. You were like, yo, we gotta keep it sexy. So I'm like, yo, let me tone down the politics and then bring the sexy back, like Justin Timberlake. So, look, number 8, the dreaded porn star, Julie K. So shout out to her. She's a little slim. She was always slim. She was a little thick when she first came out.
Hey,
she slim.
Hey, by the way, to love you, Julie. Boy, your ass is a love you slim. But then she wind up blocking your ass.
Yeah, that's what I'm
talking
about. She
didn't need no breakfast.
Yeah, yeah,
you
remember that.
She blocked me.
Nah, she blocked me on my joint, but then I started following the Real Adult, and she was with the shits. You know what I'm saying? The same old thing, so maybe all is well now. So shout out to Julie King. I was just telling her, don't fuck her, don't mess up your breasts.
Yeah.
I think they're nice the way they are, and she caught feeling. So I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, because she needed breast implants. She lost that weight, and her titties ain't the same no more.
Nah,
remember, it was her titties. Yeah, but it was her titties and her arm, and she had, like, a little baby face. That's what made her. But then she lost all that weight, she lost the titties.
Look, I like her titties better now. That's why I was like, don't fuck it up. And then she got pissed. And you see, she didn't get titties out. She listened to me and maybe whoever else told her. So I'm probably only going to get up to number 6, and I'll give y'all my top 5 probably next week because we only got 2 minutes left. But I like to, you know, discuss each female as I shout them out. So number 7, Daisy Cooper. I don't know if you have to hear, man. She's straight black gothic. You know what I'm saying? Like black, like I put up on there like, yo, let's kick it in Gotham City and wow for the night. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to Daisy Cooper, man, the straight black gothic chick. And then number 6, man, big fan of her, man. I think she's like a quintessential porn star. Like when you say the word porn star, a lot of that word just goes around like porn star. But are you really a star, though? You know what I'm saying? Are you captivating? Are you like, do people really checking for you? And this one is definitely a porn star. So a shout out to Jenna Fox at number 6. You know what I'm saying? I think she's dope. I really do. She's out of Canada, too. You hit her, Smooth? Jenna Fox?
The name sounds to me. I know who Daisy Cooper is, so I don't know about Jenna Fox.
Jenna Fox, check her out, man. Check her out. So that's it. Next top five, you know, I'll have that. Next
oh, no. You know, I know who she is. I just hooked up. Yeah. I know a fucking name. Yeah. I've seen her fuck a few times.
Yeah. Jenna Fox is. She tight. She got, like, many different looks. You know what I'm saying? She always switching her wigs up and coming with some new shit. And her wigs always look so good. 60
seconds. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at MIZZLUVLIBLACK, the number one. And then you'll be able to find my Instagram from there. So follow me on Twitter. And I guess Mo's going to take it out.
Yeah, and Black the active on her Twitter, too. I'll be seeing Black on there now. You know what I'm saying? I'll be seeing Black now.
I was going to do it.
Yeah, no doubt. So basically, definitely look out for the retweet, putting that out there. Same time, same time, same place next week. We always going to keep it sexy. We always going to keep the conversation going. Real dope talk, man, you know, with the real Ms. Lovely Black and Mo Benz coming to you live and direct every Sunday night. 9 p.m. Eastern to 10:30.
Peace.
So, yeah, man, that's it. Peace. Everybody
here
be safe.
Out.